an album that was originally going to be titled as The Two Americas later became called something else. Recording the album in Dublin, they took inspiration from the mythic and real America. U2, The Joshua Tree. The album examines the promise of an American dream, set out to look at the US foreign policy, if you like, of 1980s, criticizing in songs such as Bullet in the Blue Sky. Hard to beat the opening number, Where the Streets Have No Name. Still haven't found what I'm looking for. What's the other one? With or Without You. I mean, these are part of our intrinsic way now. They're in our blood. When it comes to music and the rock and the genre and everything that goes with it, U2 have become synonymous with this album. I mean, we're talking 20 million copies just of this album alone. The idea of the Joshua Tree photo came from a photographer whose last name I can't remember, but his first name was Anton, who suggested a trip through the Mojave Desert at the time. You know, let's try and get something. Bono liked the name a lot. Joshua Tree really rang a bell for him. Word has it that Bono consulted a Bible and found out that the Mormon settlers who thought its limbs reminded them of a biblical story and the branches heading out was suitable for the title. Hence the name almost being Two Americas. But Joshua Tree, as we said, is a good pick. The photo cover actually wasn't shot in Joshua Tree National Park. It was actually taken in Death Valley, a few hundred miles away. And while the music still stands, unfortunately the tree doesn't. Yeah, it's gone. It's fallen over. It's still there, but it's fallen over. Even so, it remains on the ground and it is still a widely, massively visited ornament. The dead tree is visited annually, especially lately with, or recently I should say, with the 30-year anniversary release of the album. If you are lucky enough to get the deluxe edition, you'll notice a hotel photos in there from 29 Palms. Fans even frequent that place for posterity. Rocketing up the billboards on its release and staying in the charts for 9 weeks, it also birthed two very successful number one singles, With or Without You and Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, even today. Not overplayed on radio. In fact, I still hear people turn it up when they hear it. Fans have always thought that U2 were a natural pick for Coachella, being a major event, but to this date, U2 haven't played it. Now, whether that's because they haven't been invited to play it or they just don't want to, I don't know. At the end of the day, we're talking about a band that started out from very humble beginnings. They had a very unique sound, which exploded them into the earth movement of rock. And they just haven't looked back since, becoming great stalwarts in the pillar of our community. Bono, a leader in terms of the things that he stands for. Without getting political, at the end of the day, that's what the band is. They're political. But gee, they really do it well. And they do it with music, which is unforgettable. The Joshua Tree, an album you must have because it is definitely a rock album of all time. Remember, you can lead an old dog to water, but you can't teach a thirsty horse new tricks. Until next time.